Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are now, I think it's Wednesday. This will be airing Wednesday, March the 5th.
Yes.
Hopefully the weather, in Colorado by now, and we're, of course, we taped this a little bit ahead of time, but toward the middle of February and into March, we'll still have snow. Actually, interesting enough, in Colorado, the snowiest months are March and April.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah. And the mountains, who are doing great this year, by the way, skiing is fantastic. Mm. It's already, when we're taping this, there's a 60-inch base. And by the time this airs, there could be a 100-inch base.
Wow.
In Colorado. But it actually gets snowier, and we'll have big snowstorms in Denver, but it's getting warmer. Mm-hmm. So our temperature's going up, in the mid-50s, even low 60s, and we'll still be cold, and we'll still could have a snowstorm. But it's a kind of what we call a pre-spring. And in Colorado, it happens pretty quick, and it's not, we'll be over with the real cold weather. Now in New Hampshire, how long does it last for you where you got cold?
You know, it's a wild card. I don't think anymore you can put, when we first moved here, I could say there was a pattern to it. The last few years, I'd say it's a wild card. You have no idea. Typically, February is very snowy for us. And we're a little further south than like Dunkel and the Cornells and stuff. And believe it or not, that hour and 20 minutes makes a big difference in the weather that we get.
Yeah,
so I think they do get a little more extreme than we do, for sure. But typically, February is snowy. It is not unheard of for us to be, hunting Easter eggs in the snow. These things happen around here, but then there are other years where spring is actually spring. So, when we first moved here, the first several years we were here, I would say the cold and the snow lasted easily through the end of March into early April. Now that's just not, there's no rhyme or reason. there's no rhyme or reason to any of it right now for the last several years.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And we're hoping everybody is enjoying their, probably in March, by the way, I know there's spring break for kids and at school. And Aiden and Joshua have spring break from Baylor. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing something with them. So that'll be fun.
Oh, excellent.
Will you guys head down
to Texas, or you guys will go travel somewhere fun for sure?
Yeah, we may. We may go down there. They like coming back to Colorado. So they'll decide. They kind of decide, do they want to go, warmer, or do they want to come back and go skiing? So
right. Yeah.
Because skiing actually is it's best of both. You get great snow, and it'll be warm during the day. So, in the slope, it'll be like in the low 50s. And so it's really pleasant.
I remember in college, March and April skiing when we were out in Colorado, that was always the best because you could ski in short sleeves.
Right.
You had great snow, but the sun was out. It was warm. It felt great. You could really enjoy the conditions.
Yeah. Even when we were skiing, Aiden and I, and it was cold. It was only like 13 degrees. But because it was sunny and there was no wind.
The wind makes all the difference.
In Colorado, even there, it felt like we were, it wasn't bitter, and it was pleasant, and because of the humidity, basically.
Right, yeah. Colorado made me a fair weather skier.
Yeah.
Because that was where I did most of my skiing. I have a hard time. I've got to be honest. I have a hard time enjoying skiing in New Hampshire at all.
You know,
I'll do it just to scratch the itch on occasion, but it's just not the same. Yeah. Not the same. I like the perfect weather if I'm going to be up there.
Yeah. The one thing is, this is in Colorado because skiing is an expensive sport these days, but
yes,
for locals, they make it actually pretty inexpensive because you can buy a season pass that doesn't really cost much. And because of that, and what Linda and I have done, like you said, is that we're just fair weather skiers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's like, it's too windy or it's too cold or it's this, yeah, you know, we'll just wait till tomorrow, you know.
Right.
You know, and in Colorado, the nice thing is that tomorrow it'll
you
be nice.
You can do know? That. Yes.
Yeah. So it'd be great. So we've been talking about, you know, this primer on discerning God's will. And we've gotten to this point of what's called the prophetic, where you are allowing your inner circle and your wife, your good friends, your people that have learned how to walk with God, speak what they're hearing from God into your scenario. And by the way, you're supposed to serve the other direction. Is that people that I work with that are part of my inner circle, and of course I do this for in my discipling, but and they give me permission and I give them permission. If you have something to understand, help me understand, I'd like to hear it. You know, and by the way, we do it in a very healthy way because we're not trying to manipulate anybody and we're not trying to tell you should or I have your answer. It's just that we're going to have the fun of walking together to discern God's will, which would be best and none better. We get to see it and it's supernatural work of God. And how fun is that? To be part of that. And so that's what we're trying to encourage you. But we talked about as we're exercising the prophetic. Remember, the prophetic is I am speaking into somebody or they're speaking into me, truth-telling, forth-telling, or foretelling, pay attention. It's always instructive. It is to build me up and be encouraging and to give me comfort. So it's not a condemnation.
Right.
And it's not a you should. It's God directing you to his very best. Why would we not want to do that? Okay, well, there's a fear to that. And we talked about manipulation and what I call people use the God card.
Right.
And that is God said you should. Because I'm more spiritual than you. Well, run away from that. That's not a heart following God at all. Number two is that I get caught up into pleasing the people around me. And I actually never seek God's will. Or they say, I think this is the right thing. And I've already determined in my mind, one, there's two reasons for this. One, it just avoids conflict. You know, and so it's easier. And by the way, Linda and I, when we were first married, this is what she, how she operated.
Right.
And I was, and I didn't say God said, I just said, I said, and I'm going to prove it right. And pretty soon she just, why bother? There's no sense in having conflict. It's just easier just to say fine. So you do it out of avoiding conflict and making things dynamically easier, or you have already set up or considered that the other party is more spiritual than me. A lot of couples that I deal with where, well, she's more spiritual, so we just do what she wants, or he's more spiritual, so I just do what he wants. Well, no, you're equally spiritual. Why? Because you have the Holy Spirit, and the sufficiency to hear God's voice isn't depending on you, it's depending on God and a heart to hear, you know. And so he says, I want everybody to learn what it means to walk with me, go to unity, and have discern God's will. So he said, be careful that you don't shift into pleasing others ahead of listening to me. Now, he did say that as you hear me, and it may be different than the person you're around, I want you to process it with honor and respect.
Right.
So don't come back hard at him and say, well, but God told me this, and so I'm going to fight you. No, it's not about fighting anybody. It's about enjoying the walk, you know, with God. So be careful there. And then we talked about one of the other issues is groupthink, and that is, and this is a corollary to the pleasing people. Is that you're in a group and some people either appear to be more spiritual or they try to convince you they're more spiritual or they're more vocal. And they come up with, here's an idea, here's what I think we should do. And somebody else says, yeah, you know what, that's a good idea. And now you're sitting on the edge of it. You actually don't think it's a good idea, but everybody else said it was.
Right.
So I'm going to, okay, fine. You know, and you go with the group think and you start to persuade it. Now, what I see happen there, by the way, this is a gigantic danger of small groups. And what I there's two things that I see there. One is the blind leading the blind. I have an opinion. I persuade others to follow it, and we all think, "Hey, what a good idea! Let's go do that." Or "Hey, I want to help you go do that." Number one. Or the second thing is that I am actually trying to persuade the group to do something. And because I either have a leadership position or typically people listen to me, I actually drive it to what I want. And I can get everybody else to agree with that. And what you tend to do in a small group is enable people who never move forward with God, you know, and let me try to explain that is, and I've seen this, my wife and I have actually seen this quite a bit in the last several years, is that it's almost a badge of honor that I have a problem and I'm suffering because of that problem. Woe is me. And everybody comes around him and says, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm going to pray for you. But they never actually seek God's will to resolve the issue.
Right.
They kind of let him stay there and it becomes a badge of honor. And even when you say, well, maybe God is saying this and the person rejects it. Yeah, but the group says, okay, I guess that's right. And so what happens is that a small group can actually become very contradictory toward moving toward God's will as opposed to allowing and promoting man's will. And by the way, it doesn't really work out for somebody, or it really doesn't resolve their issue, or they don't get healthy, or they stay in pain when God says, well, I want you to prophetically help that person walk with me. Let's go. You know, and so be careful of groupthink. And again, it's up to the individual to, am I at peace with this? Do I agree with it? And if I don't, it's not about I'm going to hammer you guys. It's rather what I'm hearing is different, or what I think and feel is different. Could we please process that?
Right.
You know, and if there's a healthiness to it, see, if I'm in a group and somebody says, you know what, I don't feel good about that. My view of it is let's process that.
Right.
I'm not even saying you're right. I'm not saying, well, because you don't agree, we're going to go your direction. Mm-hmm. It's just, well, why don't we just take the time to go and seek God's will? Because guess what? He says, I'll guarantee I'll get you there 100% of the time, all the time, if you have a heart to go. And it doesn't even matter if you have disagreement, which is actually healthy. Walk with me and I'll get you to unity. And so our heart isn't to sit on the sideline.
Right.
Either be manipulated or actually participate in the manipulation because I'm passive. But rather that I join in. So he says that, you know, as you're, first of all, Kathy, as you know, is it okay that people disagree?
Absolutely.
Sure. Because you're coming from different places and and Paul says this in scripture is that we only see partially, which by the way, is why he says, I want to bring the prophetic into the whole because you only see a piece of this.
Right.
Somebody else can see a piece of it, and together you'll see the whole. Linda and I have experienced that.
It's a beautiful gift, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Linda and I have experienced that a lot, you know, where we'll start on something, hey, I think, and she'll say, you know what, I don't really see it the same way. Okay, let's process that. And what she's bringing, see, it's not about yes or no, and this is something that we got to be careful of. We tend to think what I call binary, yes or no, do this or not do this. And we say, should I do it, should I not do it? And rather, God says, well, why don't you just ask me what I have to say about it? And I'm going to bring various perspectives to get you to the right answer. And it's not about you're right or she's right. It's about how about if I show you both what I'm up to, which, by the way, you neither one of you really know yet. Okay. Because he uses this strength. So disagreement is okay. So when you're in disagreement, he says that what you do is you enter into that process and you bring the prophetic. And he said, the key to it is stand up for what you think and feel if you don't agree. So you got to have a safe place and you got to work at that. When it isn't safe to keep saying, you know, hey, let me help. Let's work, keep working toward, let me share what I think. But he said this, go to Proverbs 8, 32 to 35. So you're not in agreement. Somebody is saying something that you're not sure about. It tells us, here's what you do.
Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death.
Yeah. So he says, I love the way how God expresses stuff in scripture. He said, if I was you, I would follow me. Why would you go that way? You know, and he says, so when you're in a place where you don't agree, which you'll be often, and remember what we've said is you've avoided manipulation. And you've avoided you contributing to just pleasing somebody else.
Right.
Or letting groupthink take over. And you've said, you know what, let's go seek God together. So that's the key right there, is that if you're truly in a prophetic mode, the heart of everybody involved says, let's go seek God together.
Right.
And it's okay that we don't agree on this. If there's anything else than that, it's not of God.
Right. Right.
Because he said, well, here's what I need you to do. Listen, I'll speak more to you. Go listen to what I'm telling you. Write it down. Go dialogue with it and bring it back to the table. Here's what I heard God said, and you contribute into the process of here's some more information or here's some thoughts that God's given me. The next thing he says is watch. And what that means is observe what happens next. And that is what circumstance or what does somebody say or what happens that I'm trying to guide you toward the answer because I'm just showing you something that you saw like, okay, you know, that's what it is. And you'll see it in a million different ways and you'll start to be guided because you're observing that, oh, you're saying this. And by the way, a lot of times it's not even somebody that's a part of your inner circle, is that you can hear somebody say something or you can observe something that occurs and God says, that's me trying to give you some input.
Right.
I had a couple that was trying to, they had a weird scenario where they were on vacation during the COVID and they got arrested.
I remember this actually.
Yeah. You know, because they didn't know about it. I wasn't supposed to be on the beach and
on
all this.
On the beach in Hawaii.
And you know, they actually got arrested and they had to go to court, and the court was not only a fine, but it was a year in jail. And of course they're back here now in the US. And, so, you know, what do we do? And I said, well, you're going to have an attorney because this is technical.
Right.
So you're going to have to get an attorney. So get an attorney and then see where God will take you. I said, God will resolve it, but you got to let him walk you through it. I don't know how it's going to be resolved, but God will resolve it. He's going to give you that promise. And we just got to find out how he's going to resolve it. Will it go find an attorney? So they're finding an attorney, and I actually set them up with ADF possibilities. People, I'm involved with ADF, so I can say, hey, they need an attorney in Hawaii. Okay, great. And they give us three names, and they start calling them. And number one doesn't answer. Number two, yeah, I can do this. I've never done this, but I know how to do it, and I know the court system, and I know the people involved, and I can help you with it. And yeah, I'm a believer, and we can get there. Number three is I do this all the time, but I don't have time right now to do it, but maybe I will, and you know, keep processing. So they hear, I can do it, but I've never done it. I do it a lot, but I can't do it. Okay, what do I do? You know, and so keep seeking. You know, listen, watch, wait. So I said, why don't you call them both back and just go through it again? And I said, now think of your question as you do this. What's the question that you're going to, God, would you reveal to me which one of these that you, or neither of them that I need to go keep going, but is either one of these the ones that are supposed to represent me?
Right.
Okay. So, and I'm trying to teach them, listen, watch, wait. So they do, they call both. And the one guy that said, I don't have time, I'll try to make time. And the other guy says, you know, I know the court, I know the judge, I can do this. We can get there and I have the ability to do it and I can do it. And so I said, okay, what did you receive?
Right.
Well, you know, this and this and this. And then the wife pipes up and she says, you know, there is one thing that happened. This is the watching part. There is one thing that happened. What? When we were on the phone with number two, not three, number two, while we're on the phone with him, it was a completely dark and cloudy day. And when we were on the phone with him, the cloud opened up and a sun came right down and shone right on our phone.
I love that.
Do you see what happened?
Pay attention.
Did you see what happened there? Did you observe God saying, that guy?
Right. So I'm going to highlight real quick something, because there are people that are listening to this right now that just went, oh, that's so hokey. You are looking for something to step in and confirm what you already want to hear, and you're looking for signs and whatever. And the reality is that God does speak in these ways. And so we need to take God out of the box. And I think a lot of our upbringing's conservative because we're afraid of the hokey. We actually don't embrace the supernatural. And so I just want to put that on the table there, that as you are learning to listen, watch, wait, as you're saying, we do need to be not only watching, but expecting the supernatural. and to pay attention to what God is doing.
Yeah, and particularly because in this scenario, they were, and I ask them, are you neutral?
Mm-hmm.
And are you willing to receive who God wants you to have? Yes.
Right.
So it wasn't like I'm trying to prove something.
Right.
And
right.
then I use a little bit of information. Oh, yeah, well, God right. said, because that's what I want. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a heart. I really seek God's will. But if I do, and I'm observing, watching, something will happen, and God mm-hmm. says that. And see, I was able to, because they didn't recognize it at all.
They didn't recognize it at first, right.
Now, she made a statement, and God said, that's me. That was me. That's the guy. That's the guy. You know, and I said this, do you see what God just did?
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's highlighting that's a person. Now, what I want you to do, both of you go and say, Father, was that you?
Yes.
And are you confirming that that's the person?
Yeah. So even that right there, you didn't go to assumption. They right. didn't go to assumption. They took one more piece of information, one more thing that God has revealed or shown, and took it to him for confirmation.
Right.
Right.
That's yeah. right. And then you, so listen, you watch and see what happens. And when things happen, and remember, it's likely not the answer. It's just I'm moving you down the path
mm-hmm.
to the right answer. And I'll confirm the answer. Don't worry. But hey, did you see what I just did? See?
Right.
And now I'm moving you, because now they both could see it and they mm-hmm. both could get confirmation. And remember, I'm talking about particularly when you're in disagreement and you start to say, oh, my gosh, look at what God just said or did or showed. Mm-hmm. And my heart goes that way because I might have disagreed with Linda, but he's trying to say, hey, you know what? She's on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart is, okay, hallelujah, let's go that way. See, you see how beautiful it is?
Absolutely, yeah.
And then the last one is wait. And the word wait there is continue to stay with me, dance with me until we get there.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you make a decision on your own. And at the same time, don't stop and just have me tell you the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for all of this to play out. I'll get you there, and I'll get you there 100% of the time, all the time. Don't fret about it. I had a really great story, personal story, about this issue of waiting. I was a very heavy decision, and I'm thinking an answer, and I'm kind of trying to move toward that answer. I am seeking God's will, and I'm out riding my bike, and I'm pondering, am I hearing right? Am I supposed to do this? I hear God say, wait. And I said, well, yeah, but, you know, and am I supposed to, am I supposed to wait? Am I sure? Am I supposed to wait? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Boy, I don't know. And so I turned the corner on this path, and there's a billboard, gigantic billboard.
Mm-hmm.
It says, wait.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Wait. And I did. And the answer came. And so listen, watch, wait. So it's don't be manipulated, don't be passive, don't avoid conflict, don't be people pleasing, don't get group thinking, but rather it's okay to disagree and you got to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And on both sides of that, and this is why you want your spouse that has a heart to do it and an inner circle that has a heart to do it. We don't get into these issues of I'm trying to persuade you differently. It's actually I want you to speak up
mm-hmm.
knowing, but there is a requirement. If you speak up, you got to have a heart to seek God's will.
Yes.
And then together we'll go there, and it's okay that you disagree. And what we're going to do is go into ask, seek, and knock. We're going to go into listen, watch, wait, because God will use it. Don't worry. And I can't even tell you that it works like this. It's 100 different ways that it works, but he does do it.
Right.
It's a remarkable.
Gift. It's such a gift, right?
Yeah. It's such a beautiful thing. So let us pray, and then we'll pick this up again tomorrow. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us a process. You said it's okay to disagree. It's good to disagree. Don't fall into manipulation. Don't fall into pleasing others. Don't fall into not seeking you, but rather listen, watch, and wait, because you'll guide us as we disagree into your unity of decision. And it'll be a beautiful thing that we'll know it'll be best and none better. And why would we not? So we just pray that we won't fall into the fear of the prophetic, but begin to embrace it and move together. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much for sharing, Rich. One question that I think would be fun for us to tackle too, maybe in tomorrow's episode or next time we talk on this, would be, so you've convinced me, I want this. How do I go about gathering a group that is this.
Yeah.
And what does it look like then to start that and to practice it together? Because practice is part of it, right?
Yeah.
And so talking through a little bit of, you know, you've convinced somebody out there, this is valuable, but now what do I do to get that started?
Yeah, let's do that.
So that would Excellent. Be a great thing to talk about. But thanks again for joining us. And if you have questions from today's podcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.